Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle. I went and played pickleball today, Emily. My body was not prepared.
Where did you play? Or where did you play?
We just went to Smash Park.
In Roseville?
Yeah. Because the friend that I went lives in like Andover area. So we just met there. And since it's still spring here, and spring is very unpredictable, and you have to book like 2 weeks in advance at least. There was 2 spots left when we booked 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was like a 4 p.m. and an 11. So we took the 11. But it was really fun.
Pickleball's fun.
It is fun. It's a lot harder with just 2 people.
I would assume, yeah.
It's way easier with 4. But we got some good volleys going, and we had a good time.
Good.
I won all 3 sets, so.
Oh, good for you.
I know.
How long did you play for?
An hour. Yeah, just you get an hour.
Oh, you only did an hour?
Yeah.
Cool.
That was all that was left. It was an hour or an hour. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I think there's like a birthday party there later, so like it was all, you know, booked up. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun though. I texted Mel and I was like, my body hurts. She's like, yeah, me too. We should have done some stretching before we started, but we didn't.
Yeah, it's a better workout than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, I was sweating.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. I really enjoyed it. I've only played one other time, and that was with, like, Mom and a couple of her friends. So.
Well, cool.
Yeah. But that was most of my big news. So if I have to stand up again, it's because my body hurts.
Yeah.
Because I know I stood up in the middle of yours. I was like, I'm so sorry, I have to stand up. And you kind of looked at me like I was weird, but it was because my body was, like, growy sore.
Yeah.
I also may or may not have pulled a muscle in my butt playing Lightning on Thursday morning with the students.
Owie.
Yeah. So I don't think I pulled it. I think I did strain it a little bit, though.
I don't remember Lightning.
The side of my thigh.
How do you do that?
So you have a line and you have 2 basketballs.
Yeah.
And the first person shoots from the 3-throw line and then the second person shoots and you have to try and score.
Oh, score before the person before and then
the
you
person
get out.
Behind you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise you're out.
Yep.
Yeah. So I really like playing that one with the kids. I'm shockingly good at it. I don't know why. And I actually got out by Mom's coworker's son.
Ugh,
he like
jerk.
I know. I was like, oh, well played. But last time I took the whole thing.
Good.
Because we do 2 baskets. And we like split our group into half. And then the winners from the 2 play each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I played the winner of the other basket last time. And he plays basketball and he shot it and it like bounced off the rim and I shot it and it was a swish and I was like, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to win that fast. I won't apologize for winning, but I will apologize for winning that fast. But cool. So it's been a fun little week. I often say this. I wish that there were gym classes for adults.
There are. It's called open gym.
No, I want to go and I want to play games that we played in gym.
Oh.
As a child, like
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, we're going to play giant kickball today where you play on the mats. We're going to play pin guard today where you have to throw the ball and knock over somebody else's pin. And when yours is knocked over, you run a lap and you find a new place. I want adult gym classes.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I would be in so much better shape.
That's a very good point.
It would be so fun.
How do we start this?
I don't know. We should talk to community ad.
We're trademarking this idea.
Yep. TM, okay. TM, TM, TM.
All right.
As they say on, and that's why we drink. TM, 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 TM. That's how they trademark all their ideas.
Perfect.
Okay. Okay. Unfortunately, my story is not as fun as your story was last week.
Can't all be me.
No, thank God we're not, though. Honestly, like, a whole world of just one type of person would be so boring.
Very true.
So, I'm going to just bring us right back down.
Okay. Here we go.
I am going to be telling the story of Henry Lee Lucas. Okay, it doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Okay. So Henry Lee Lucas was born on August 23rd, 1936 in Blacksburg, Virginia. He had 9 siblings and both of his parents were abusive alcoholics. His mom ruled the house with an iron fist. So his dad died when he was pretty young of pneumonia from sleeping outside. My assumption is we were intoxicated.
Yeah.
passed out outside and got sick from pneumonia and died. I don't have proof of that, but that's kind of the gut feeling.
Okay.
Henry's mom, and I don't like calling him Henry. It feels weird. So I'm going to call him Henry Lee Lucas the whole time.
Okay.
So his mom used sex work to supplement the family income and would often force Henry Lee Lucas to be in the room while she was working. She would beat him regularly and would often dress him as a girl in public. Her treatment of him did get some attention, unfortunately not for the right reasons. The only thing that was put a stop to, not the abuse and beatings, but was the cross-dressing.
Are you okay?
Yeah. So remember, this is like the
40s. Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
Not that that's a defense, but like there was like literally a court that said you have to stop doing this.
Yeah.
But not you have to stop horrifically abusing your child. Okay, cool, great. So Henry Lee Lucas's first alleged murder happened when he was only 14 years old. He claimed that he strangled a 17-year-old named Laura Bumsley after she disappeared from a bus stop in Lynchburg, Virginia. He claimed that she had refused his sexual advances and that he'd killed her accidentally because, quote, I got to playing too rough with her, end quote. So basically he was claiming that at 14, from the type of sex he was experiencing through his mom's sex work. I was trying to think of a better way to say that. I didn't really have one. He was claiming that he was seeing this really violent sex, so he thought that was how it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, got carried away, basically, was his excuse. By March of 1960, he had been in and out of jail mostly for burglaries, but this time he was sentenced to 20 to 40 years in prison for murdering his mom. Henry Lee Lucas had been in Tecumseh, Michigan, which is where our Midwest connection comes in because that's kind of it. And he was living with his half-sister, Opal. He was engaged to a woman named Stella Curtis, and they had met while he'd been in prison. They had been writing letters back and forth. So Henry Lee Lucas's mom and Opal's mom, so that's how they were related, was through their mom, traveled to visit Tecumseh from where she was living in Virginia. And she was unimpressed with his new fiance and was like, I don't give you permission to marry her. You need to come home and live with me and take care of me in my old age.
Hmm.
When he refused, she hit him on the head with a broomstick. He said there was lots of alcohol involved, and so I'm sure things escalated quicker than they needed to, starting with the alcohol, and then she hit him with a broomstick. Henry Lee Lucas then grabbed a knife and stabbed her in the neck.
Okay.
He claimed that he did not even realize he was holding the knife. He said that he thought he had just slapped her or, like, hit her. And then all of a sudden, like, he was holding a knife and there was blood everywhere.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I could see... The problem is I've never been drunk.
Yeah. Oh, well,
so
I have.
So I don't think that that's necessarily an argument for murder, but I could see how things get more escalated faster being intoxicated.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, something that shouldn't have been that big of a deal all of a sudden is a huge deal because you're drunk.
I was just asking if you believe he didn't think he had a knife in his hand.
Again, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
You don't need to justify.
No.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah. It's just like.
You don't have to justify. That's all you have to say. You can move on.
So I just don't know. While serving time at Jackson State Penitentiary in southern Michigan, he attempted suicide twice and was eventually moved to Iona State Mental Hospital in 1970. After serving only 10 years of his sentence, Henry Lee Lucas was paroled due to overcrowding. Of course, this would not be a full episode if that's where we ended the story.
Well, it could be. Not really.
It was, that was like 300 words. Yeah. Mine are usually 8 to 10.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit longer, but that's because Henry Lee Lucas is written.
Six. Oh.
Well, that, and it's written in three. Like, so every time I wrote his name, that's three more words.
Right.
You know, it's not one, whatever. Doesn't matter. So in 1971, Henry Lee Lucas was sentenced to 5 more years in prison for attempting to kidnap a 15-year-old girl at gunpoint. So not only is that illegal, but it's a double whammy because that is a parole violation. As a convict, you are not allowed to have a weapon. So he was released in 1975, which, if you're doing the math, is not 5 years later. It's only 4.
Mm.
But he was released and married a different pen pal named Betty Crawford. He had had a relationship with her that was not romantic before he went into prison. She was like a family friend and was married to a cousin or something. And then that cousin died, leaving her a widower with 2 daughters. And that's kind of where she and Henry Lee Lucas like kind of picked up their relationship. Like, she started writing him and he wrote back, blah, blah, blah. So he moves in with her and her daughters in Pennsylvania, but their marriage ended in 1976 after Betty accused him of molesting her daughters. After their divorce, Henry Lee Lucas went to Jacksonville, Florida, where he met and started spending time with a petty thief named Otis Toole. For a while, this relationship was a good one. The two men worked together at a roofing company between 1978 and 1981. But in a case of monster attracts monster, Otis Toole was not just interested in theft. He was also interested in some of the same things that Henry Lee Lucas was, which is, unfortunately, rape and murder. So, 1982, Henry Lee Lucas and Otis and Otis's young niece, Becky Powell, began traveling the country. And by young, I mean Becky was around 14.
Oh, gosh.
She also was developmentally delayed.
Okay.
I don't think it was severely, but enough to have a diagnosis.
Yeah.
I guess is the best way to put that. So while on their trip, Henry Lee Lucas and Becky started a romantic relationship. This unfortunately did not keep Becky safe from Henry's violence. And after an argument, Becky ended up going missing with Henry Lee Lucas, claiming that she went back to Florida on the bus due to homesickness. In June of 1983, Henry Lee Lucas was arrested for possession of a deadly weapon. And while in prison, he began confessing to murders. His first confession was when he wrote a letter to the sheriff of the town where he had been arrested, which I literally could not find.
Weird.
I know it was in Texas. That's all it? I got.
Okay.
I have no idea where it was. So if someone else can find it and let me know, that'd be great. He, in this letter, he wrote, quote, "I have killed for the past 10 years and no one will believe me. I cannot go on doing this. I also killed the only girl I ever loved," end quote. He ended up bringing police to the remains of not only Becky, but also a woman named Katie Rich, a woman who he and Becky had lived with and worked for a little bit in 1982. But these were not the only murders that Henry Lee Lucas confessed to. Not just a few murders, no, but hundreds. Eventually, Henry Lee Lucas would admit to 600 murders across the country. Police from across the United States started to contact Henry Lee Lucas while in prison in hopes that he would be the key to solving their unsolved cases. In exchange for his confessions, Henry Lee Lucas was given steak dinners, milkshakes, and TV access.
This is stupid.
Yeah. And his confessions eventually began to get more and more outlandish.
Duh. You're rewarding him for...
The police were literally giving him case files to quote-unquote jog his memory. And he was like, oh, yeah, I remember doing that.
Just, I mean, I get it. Obviously, he killed probably. It's just sad because now it's like, how do you, I'm sure, so, obviously, some of those are true.
Right.
But what now, but you're, like, how now it's you, a needle in a haystack.
Right. How do you,
and that was probably out. Part of his freaking
right
plan.
Well, I don't know if he really thought it that through.
You
right.
don't think?
No, I don't. I think that he saw a way to get what he wanted, so he manipulated the system to get the things that he wanted by confessing to things that he didn't do. So, yeah, Emily just flipped off the world, basically.
Yeah.
So, I agreed, 100%.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, and I don't know if this is something that does happen or has happened, but let's say he confesses to one of these murders.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not true. You, and then a couple of years later, they actually find the real murderer. Could then that real murderer go to court and their lawyers argue that,
oh, absolutely. Oh, well,
this guy...
Absolutely.
Like, confess to it, so there's reasonable doubt.
Absolutely.
So that's just, I just 600 cases, yeah. Now.
I just listened to a podcast the other day from an old episode of Dateline where it was like, or 2020, one of the two, where it was like a son was accused by the police of murdering his sister. And he was like 17, 16, 17. Like, he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they broke him down and he gave a false confession. That's recorded. And so the actual killer's lawyers brought that into evidence and said, hey, we have evidence that somebody else confessed to this murder, even though the son was found not guilty by a court of his peers, whatever, by a jury.
Yeah.
They were still able to say, but he confessed. So, like, look, he confessed. He said he did it. So clearly our client didn't do it because he said he did it.
Gross.
So same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is like...
That makes me sad.
Yeah, it's not great. And this was one of the biggest and first, because remember, this is the 80s, examples, and I feel like example is the right word, of how a false confession can be got and how it can be really detrimental,
yeah,
to a lot of things,
yeah,
in general.
Yep.
So in... After his confessions, Henry Lee Lucas was sentenced to death, but when George W. Bush was governor of Texas, he commuted that sentencing to life in prison.
Did he want death or did he want life in prison?
I don't know.
Okay.
So, after the multiple confessions, he did recant several of them, but not all. So, while in prison, Henry Lee Lucas became a born-again Christian and spent 18 years of his life as a model prisoner. He died in prison in Huntsville, Texas on March 12th, 2001. He was 64. I believe it was heart failure that ended up killing him. But even as recent as 2023, some of his alleged victims have been identified. So in 1984, he claimed responsibility for the death of, I think this was, they called her Orange Socks, because that was all she was found wearing, were some orange socks. But that could be someone else, because this woman was a Jane Doe in Texas. And this was not one of the murders that he recanted. So he died saying, like, yep, nope, I did that one. She, let's see. I have a list of the other ones that he said he did. Okay, this is not one of the ones that he said he did. So her name was Kathy Ann Smith. She was 22 years old at the time of her murder and had a child. Had she survived, she would have been in her 60s now, and her daughter finally has some answers what happened to her mom. She was exhumed for the first time in 2019 to collect DNA. Unfortunately, DNA testing wasn't quite ready to get the answers that they needed, so they exhumed her again in 2022. And that was when they were able to connect her to her daughter through DNA. So, as you can imagine, throughout the years, people have been able to track where Henry Lee Lucas was, because even if you're not leaving as definitive of a trail as we do now, like with your cell phone records and stuff, there's still ways that you can track where people were in the 80s, 70s,
yeah,
when he was kind of out there doing his shit. So, like, there are receipts from him working places or from him staying places, or, like, sightings of him and, like, people remembering that, oh, yeah, he came to this thing that we held at the church and, like, signed the book or whatever. So there's documented proof that he was places, saying, like, he was in Florida when this murder that he confessed to happened in Colorado.
Yeah, right.
So like a lot of these have been debunked or disproved that way.
Yep.
Other ways that they have been able to discredit is DNA.
Yeah.
All but 11 of the murders that he confessed to have been, so there are 11 that people are still not quite sure.
Okay.
That he, there's no way that we can say he didn't do them, but there's also no that way that we can say he did.
Right. It's just not definitive.
Right. Thank you. That was the word I was looking
You're
for.
You're welcome.
I was like, I know there's a word for it. It's not there. It's gone. So including Becky, his mom, Katie, and Kathy Ann Smith, so he wasn't convicted of Kathy Ann Smith at the time, but he was convicted of 8, including his mom, Becky, and Katie.
Okay.
So the other 5 were 26-year-old school teacher Linda Phillips, who disappeared on August 8th, 1970, in Richardson, Texas, which is just outside of Dallas. Her body was found on August 10th. She had been stabbed 26 times and sexually assaulted. Clemmie Curtis, 30, was a patrolman found handcuffed near his patrol car on August 3rd, 1976. He'd been shot through the chest. Lily Darty, 18, went missing on November 11th, 1977. She was sexually assaulted and shot in the head after accepting a ride with Henry Lee Lucas. Her body was found 3 weeks later. Deborah Jackson, 23, was killed on either October 30th or 31st in Texas. She's the one that was found only wearing her orange socks.
Okay.
And that was what they called her they found
who she was.
Yeah, through DNA and stuff. On April 26th, 1981, Henry Lee Lucas allegedly broke into the apartment of 17-year-old Diana Bryant. He strangled her to death with the cord of a vacuum. Glenna Biggers, 65, was found on December 20th, 1982 by a neighbor. She had been stabbed by a butcher knife in the stomach and a fork in her throat.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. That's that one. That one I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yikes. Laura Purchase, 26, was found on March 17th, 1983 in a wooded area in Texas. She'd been missing since March 5th and had been sexually assaulted and strangled. However, DNA testing in 2008 ruled Henry Lee Lucas out, and in 2021, another man was convicted of her murder. Laura Donas went missing on April 16th, 1983. After skipping school, her body was found 2 days later, and she had been strangled and her body burned. So of all of those alleged ones that have not been proved, that except for the Laura Purchase, mm-hmm. Of those, I feel like some of them could, based off of MO, I feel like a handful of them are more likely. I don't think the one, the patrolman, Clemmie Curtis, that one seems really, it seems too different.
Yeah.
Because, like, we know that he killed his mom via stabbing. We don't know how he killed Becky. And we don't know how he killed Katie.
Yeah.
But they're all women. They were not the same age range. So we can knock that out for MO. But if we look at his mom, who we know was, again, we know was a stabbing. The Linda was a stabbing. Let's see. Diana was a strangulation. So maybe not. But then Glenna was a stabbing. And Laura was a strangulation. So Laura D was a strangulation. So I feel like those are similar enough.
Yeah.
Where I feel comfortable leaving them on the list.
Yeah.
To continue looking into.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say, well, yep, it was definitely him. Let's close the book. Like, I feel like if we literally cannot rule anyone else out, it's a pretty good chance that those could have all been committed by the same person.
Yeah.
And they were all in the Texas area. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So there you go. There's my really happy, fun story.
I feel like I did have heard about him before. Once you said that he had confessed to that many,
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's slightly familiar to me.
Right. And that was why when I was like going through my list, I was like, why do I know this name?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's why.
So I can see why when I was like, I'm all over this week. Yeah. You like instantly panicked.
I was like, oh, shit.
Maybe we did the same story.
Yeah. Because I was like, he's kind of a bigger name.
Yeah.
He allegedly has gone all over the country. I mean,
I should have just told you it wasn't a serial killer. I didn't want to say too much.
Right.
I
said mine was a serial killer. And you're like, nope, we're good. Yeah. So then once you said we were good, I was like, okay, maybe it's a cryptid.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping you were doing an MLM.
I'm sorry.
I'm still waiting. I just think it's going to be so good. Like, I know maybe you just like start taking little bites out of that one.
Yeah.
You know, say like, okay, I'm going to do it this summer, but like, I'll just start taking.
It's going to be like a mental health thing.
Right. So. It's going to be a big one, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
I just think you'll do such a good job at it.
Yeah.
That like, cause like in, I have a couple on my list where I'm like, oh God, I want to do that one. But like, I just
can't.
Yeah. I just am not like, there's one that I'm going to do that I know you've heard because it's like, it's a bigger one, but I'm just like, I can't. So,
Can you do your,
yeah, I can do my, before I forget, my sources were biography.com. CBS News and Wikipedia.org.
All right. Our socials are MW Madness Podcast on Instagram. MW Madness Podcast on Facebook. And it's MW Madness. Fucking A, Danielle. What is it?
I'm so sorry. I'm sort of enjoying the chaos that's happening. I'll read them so that we're not confused. Okay. So the first one is MW Madness Podcast on Instagram. That's also our Gmail. And then Facebook is Midwest Madness Podcast on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
That's the first time it's been a really strong. So that's, you know, we'll take it.
Have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.